We've done segments on this show before called To Catch a Cheater.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we try and help somebody figure out if their significant other's been messing around on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And after years of Brooke's husband sending in emails to the show requesting our help, we told him, look, man, don't call us anymore.
Still haven't busted me.
Yep, you're going to have to handle that on your own time.
She's a pro, dude.
You haven't busted me because I don't cheat
on
my husband.
Oh,
sure. Is that
likely story?
Okay.
But the thing is, with our normal listeners, we'll still help them out, like Tommy, who emailed us saying he just caught his younger girlfriend acting a little bit shady, and he wants our help. Now, Tommy, before we get to your situation, you want to give us your credit card now, or do you want to wait till after the call is over?
We're charging people?
Yeah, why not?
Free.
Okay. Well, he sounds old if he calls it his younger girlfriend, so.
Tommy, welcome to the show, man.
Hello. Thank you for having me, guys.
Hey,
Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
Who's your girlfriend?
Jade. Her name is Jade.
How long have you and Jade been together?
Oh, we've been together a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
We met at work.
Nice.
And as you mentioned before, she's a little younger than me.
What does that mean?
And yeah, how much?
Does that matter?
Yeah, because if you mention it, then it is a thing for you
and her. Alexis is just looking for like an age gap to shoot for herself. Okay, this might actually be helpful.
She's about 15 years younger than me.
15.
Okay.
All right.
And so what's going on with you and Jade?
Well, so the situation is we are living together.
Oh.
But we also, like I said, we work together, so we commute.
My God, you spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, for
we
real.
Do.
Some people enjoy their significant others.
Just like,
I know that's hard for you to understand.
Yeah, bro.
How is Jade even going to have time to cheat? You know, she's with you 24/7, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Where does the shady behavior come in?
Whenever we get home, I notice she gets out of the car really quickly and goes up to the front door.
Oh, that's weird.
And
like he's hiding in the house? Get away, we're home!
I'm a backdoor type of man.
Why is that strange to you?
What's going on there?
Because one time, I thought I saw her pick up a piece of paper that was under our doormat, and she slid it into her pocket and went inside. So I'm naturally curious. I asked, did anybody leave anything at the door? And she says, no.
Okay.
But obviously somebody left something.
Yeah, but it's like...
That is kind of sus.
It's not really how cheating works, is it? Like, you're leaving handwritten notes to each other on a doorstep? Like... Maybe it's just a package slip or something. You know, she said it was from no one because it was just like a
certainly
flyer.
Certainly have a lot of excuses ready for the cheating.
Maybe this other guy's even older and he doesn't have a phone, bro. Oh,
We don't even know what she's picking up or what it is.
Right.
Have you ever looked into that?
I did look into that. So when she went to work out the other day, I went through her dresser and I found a stack of love letters from someone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming it's a neighbor. They're just signed Mr. Q.
Mr. Q?
Mr. Q.
Oh, he sounds hot.
Is this like a mystery romance novel that she's living?
Or QAnon is recruiting. I don't know. We love you.
That's
what?
Weird.
That is so strange.
That is very weird.
Do you have any neighbors who last or first name starts with the letter Q?
Not that I know of. That I know of.
Did you ever bring up the letters to your girlfriend?
I did.
Oh.
I kept saying, is there anything you want to tell me? No. Hmm. And I'm like, are you sure? What about that thing that you picked up on the front porch? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm. Oh, she's denying it.
Yeah.
Now that's sketchy because you saw you know it's there. It's why lie about the little thing?
I know. At least Brooke had a good excuse for what else it could be, not just a straight up no.
I mean, you don't know for sure that the love letters are what are being left on the front porch, right?
So you're saying you have two problems now?
I don't know. Like, is there a chance?
Well, it's either this person is leaving him under the front door or coming in and putting him in their drawer herself.
Yeah. This is a burglar who's just...
Brooke is wondering if maybe they're old love letters from a former lover, which doesn't sound any better.
No, it doesn't.
Holds on to them.
But it's better.
Okay. Well, I told her I know about the notes in her drawer.
Yeah.
And she got really mad at me and said I was invading her privacy. She's like, those are private.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's
so now you're the villain.
Reaction.
That's classic.
I'm the villain at this point.
Oh, uh-huh.
You made me do it.
She should have hit him better, honestly. I'm just saying. I'm thinking about it.
So what did she say they were?
Well, I'm like, do you know who this person is? And she's like, no. I just like getting these. They make me feel good.
Oh, so she's saying she doesn't know and it's a secret admirer.
But she likes the attention.
Yes, that's what she's saying. And I told her, okay, if this is true, this could be a really serious thing. This could be dangerous depending on who's doing it.
Right. Okay. It could be like a stalker or something.
Exactly. This person knows where we live, knows where you live. So I told her I'm going to put a camera outside to see who this person is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Next day, I order a camera from Amazon. 5 minutes later, transaction is canceled. Oh. And we have a joint account. So I can only assume that she canceled the transaction of me buying a security camera.
Okay.
Now she's lying. Now she knows who it is.
That's some really shady stuff. Yeah. So I'm guessing we're calling Jade, your girlfriend here.
Or we're calling Amazon.
Oh, yeah. And filing customer complaint. We're going to be on hold for 40 minutes.
So you just need advice on how to get her to be honest.
Yes. Or what else can I do to find out who this person is?
Yeah, okay. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, you could order the camera from somewhere else, too. There are other stores in the world.
But you're not going to get it delivered in 2 days or less guaranteed, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I know.
You want that Prime deal.
Yeah,
but
come
anyway, on. It sounds like there is a lot going on here, but maybe there's a few pieces missing and we can help you fill in the blanks. We're going to come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice and help you make your awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on.